and welcome back to a special edition here of SeavillePodcast.com. Mike Biseglia with you. So glad you could join me here on Seaville Podcast. And as I just referenced, this is going to be a little cool, a little different, something new here to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. And very excited to have in the studios Deepak Singh. Deepak, it's great to have you here in the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. A lot of fun, as we're going to actually talk about your book in a matter of moments, but it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And the title of your book is Chasing America of Lollipops, Nightclubs, and Ferocious Dogs. And I guess just right there, before we get into even more of what the book is about, I think the title just says you have some fun and interesting stories that we'll get into in a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of funny stories in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And first off, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you're doing here in Charlottesville, and we'll get into the book in a second. I know you have a beautiful family, and we'll get into some of the chapters in this book, which I think people are really going to enjoy. But give a little background on yourself so people listening here can get a better feel for you.
Well, my name is Deepak Singh, as you said, and I used to live in India, Lucknow, a small town, not so small as compared to Charlottesville, but it's... I lived there about for 30 years there, and my wife, who is now my wife, was there about 10 years ago doing research and Fulbright scholarship, and I met her, and we became friends, and we fell in love, and we got married, and I came here, and because she was going to UVA for doing her PhD. So I came here, and I stayed here ever since. For the last 7 years, I've been here.
Awesome. Now, the book... You'll talk about some of your adventures and stories that have gone on once you made it here into the States and your experiences here in America. But before we get there, you said about 10 years ago you met your wife, who you're now married with. What? Tell that story. How did that happen?
Well, my wife was browsing some books in a library, which is called British Council Library in Lucknow. There's only one good library there, and has air conditioned and... It's air conditioned, and like there are lots of good books. And I used to go there every day, almost every day. And there was this lady browsing some books, which did not, and she did not look like she was from Lucknow. So, and I had friends, other friends from America, so I thought I should go and like introduce myself. So I went to her and said, are you a student? Are you working here? What are you doing? So she was nice and friendly, and she said, yes, she was a student and she was doing some research. And I said, I was in a hurry at that time. I said, like, can I come back and talk to you more in 5 minutes? I'll be back and we can talk more what you're doing. Maybe you can go for a cup of tea or something. She said, fine. And I left for 5 minutes. I left after 5 minutes and I came back after like 10, 20 minutes. And she was there, but she looked at me strangely. And I said, like, do you want to go and like have a cup of coffee or tea, something? And she said, sure. So we had coffee and everything, but later she told me that in the 15-20 minutes I was gone, she had done a lot of background search for me in the library, asking the librarian and other people like what this guy is and what does he do and why is he talking to me, where does he want to take me. So apparently they told me he's fine, he's just here, like he comes every day and he studies and reads books.
So good things.
So it was good. So I mean, good, mostly good things. Yeah. So, and that's how I met her there.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Now, fast forward to today, how did you guys end up back here in America?
We were friends for like 6 months, and then we started dating for the next 6 months in Lucknow while we were in India. And she came back to America and spent a year. We were like emailing and chatting and talking on the phone, but nothing. We didn't know what was going to happen later on. But she got into UVA in the meantime to do her PhD. And at that point, she came back to India after she got the admission here, and we got married. And then she said, like, okay, I have this admission here. I'm going to go do PhD, and it'll take like 6, 7, 8 years. I think you should join me. So I said, like, okay. I was working for BBC World Service Trust there back in India. So I quit my job, and I followed her here. So I came from Lucknow, which is a city of 3 million, now 4 million maybe people. And came to a place which has only 40,000 or 50,000 people now. Mm. That's how I came here.
Very cool. We're talking with Deepak Singh. The book is Chasing America of Lollipops, Nightclubs, and Ferocious Dogs. So let's get into the book a little bit. Now we have a backstory of where you came from and how you ended up here in America. and you have a book, and we'll get into some of the chapters, the post office, the haircut, the correct side, in-laws, jazz and beer, Isabel as well. And we'll talk about a little bit more of that throughout the next couple of series of podcasts that you will be putting out. So basically, the book is about your experiences here in America. What sort of spawned that concept and idea to put it into print for other people to enjoy?
Yeah, initially, I mean, when I didn't have an idea about writing a book. I just like lived here and like learned things to do and like learned to drive. I'd never driven a car in India, drove motorcycles. And going to get a haircut, my wife couldn't help me find a barber because she never went to a barber who cut men's hair. So, and going to post office, getting a stamp, I used to like go on my own and like try to explore and figure out how things worked. And I had some misadventures in the process, and like people made fun of me, and I made fun of me too myself. Like I got into trouble sometimes, and but it was all good. And people kept asking me back in India and here, like how was this? How did you like eating a hamburger? Or how did you like driving on a wrong side of the road or the correct side of the road? So there were so many stories, and I thought like I should write a book about it. And then everybody can read it. I can go just tell them, like, you can go buy my book and read it.
Perfect. Hey.
So.
Why not?
There it is.
Give it a shot. Now, in some of the future podcasts that I reference, we'll get back to some of the stories that you just alluded to. But before we take our break and finish off our first podcast here, is there one story in particular? Is there one moment that if you said, okay, I can only tell one story to my friends, this is the one story. Is there one you would talk about?
That's a good question. There's so many stories. Which one should I pick? I think the biggest shock came to me when I, not shock, but it was quite different when I went to my in-laws and the place where they lived. And I came from a very urban place in India. Like, it was not a village by any means. There's a lot of people live and all the big companies are there. And I went to my wife's family, which is like a rural Pennsylvania, like 2,000 people in a small village. You know, everybody knows everybody. Somehow, like, half the people in the village are my wife's relatives somehow. And so I was, like, surrounded by all these people who knew me, and I did not know them. Everybody seemed to, like, hey, Deepak, how's it going? And it's like, who are you? And people, like, knew me. So I would like to tell them about how I felt about that. So that, I have a few chapters about that, but you can pick any of the chapters in Brockway, which is where my wife's family is from. I would like to talk about that.
Absolutely. So that's just a little tease. So this is the first edition of our podcast with Deepak Singh, Chasing America. Mike Paseglia with you from the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. We're going to get into the post office, the send and receive on the wrong side. That got a little tricky there. Haircut, always the first time going in. Driving on the wrong side of the road here in America. That could cause some problems. I really enjoy your driving instructor. She seemed like a real treat. Isabel, jazz and beer, and as you referenced, a little bit in-laws. But this is the first part of our podcast. Make sure to tune in here to CVillePodcast.com every week. You'll basically get a little tease into the chapters and a little special haircut edition where we'll have some actors, which will be a lot of fun. But Deepak, looking forward to some of our future podcasts. I think people are really going to get a kick out of this book.
All right. Thank you.